Welcome back to BritishHeritage.com. We continue our conversation with Dr. Dana Hutley about Britain between the wars. Be sure to read his article, Farewell to Downton Abbey. Let's listen in.
These estates are something that were, as I understand it, handed down from generation to generation, but were self-sufficient.
Oh, in some cases, and there still are many cases where these great landed estates are in the same family for 500, 800 years. But those are the fortunate ones, or the ones who have adapted or had generations of people visionary enough to adapt.
Because the way these estates were set up, you had tenants, is that correct? And your tenants paid the lord for their plot of land to farm or for their pigs or...
It was an agriculturally based wealth, yes, tenant farms. But the estates of the nobility might encompass tens of thousands of acres, whole villages.
Yes. So now the people that we see as we watch Downton that work on the farm, you know, there's the farmer that takes in the baby, there's the people with the pigs and so forth. Were they... It was Lord Grantham really in charge of their lives? They depended upon him?
Not to the personal extent that you might be describing. I mean, ultimately, the relationship between the lord and their tenants differed widely depending upon circumstance and how large. You know, in some cases, folks like the Duke of Devonshire, it has no clue. They have bailiffs because they own huge estates all over the country.
Ah, I see.
They aren't just... The great house has a home farm. The home farm that supports the agricultural needs of the estate immediately, yes, either the lord or their steward would be involved in the running of the farm.
Okay.
In most cases, though, their income is coming from ground rent.
I see. So the loss of ground to pay death duties is the loss of the estate.
In the long run, and that's the way it worked.
Absolutely. Except for lucky places like Highclere that now have people going to visit it.
Well, Downton Abbey's certainly been the salvation of Highclere for the Earl of Carnarvon. That estate was well known to be in trouble.
Right.
And
in your article, you list several estates like that. And you also mentioned that the National Trust tries to keep many of them open.
The National Trust preserves more than 300 properties. In the mid-20th century, in the decades leading up to the 60s, something on the order of 200 great stately homes were literally torn down.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes the owners of places, seeing the handwriting on the wall, have given the stately home to the National Trust in order to maintain it and have them administrate it as a charitable trust, and the family retains apartments and still lives in the residence, even though it's owned by the trust.
Well, now, we've talked a lot about that way of life, and I think that people are pretty familiar with that. A great deal has been written about Downton Abbey since it's been on, but it is great to get your expert take on all of this. And
well,
just to go over it one more time, because I think everybody's getting ready for this last season.
It begins on PBS January 3rd, the final season.
Well, I'll be in front of my television.
I'm afraid I will be, too.
So do you have any parting words about how important you think this has been for our understanding of British history, or any interesting things people might want to do? I know everybody can go to Highclere Castle, but particularly interesting things that our British Heritage Society members might want to do?
Well, in addition to Highclere Castle at Newbury, about 60 miles west of London, the Oxfordshire village of Bampton is a lot of fun. It's about a dozen miles southwest of Oxford, and this is the village where that was Downton, the village of Downton. It's St. Mary's Church is where the wedding took place of Matthew and Mary, and Mrs. Crawley's house, and the cottage hospital, which was actually the village library. But all of these exterior shots, and folk are very hospitable. If you happen to be in Oxford, it's very accessible. And
that would be a great day trip. That would be
it
a
really
great
would.
Day trip. Uh-huh. Very good. Okay, thank you, Dana. We hate to see Downton go, but thank
Indeed.
You. Thank you for enlightening us a little more about the times and the era that shaped it. And we'll be talking to you again soon.
My pleasure indeed. Thank you.
Join our band of Anglophiles.
Sign up today for the British Heritage Society and become eligible for discounts and special offers. Gain access to our archives for free. And be sure to visit us again at BritishHeritage.com.